Introducing Optus Loop, a flexible business phone system like no other. Search Optus Loop for more info today.
Good evening, Adam Straney filling in for John O'Coleman here on The Good Life on Talking Lifestyle, 13 1283. The number to talk to our next guest, of course, so popular, from AbsoluteSoulSecrets.com, Rose Smith, who is our psychic and spiritual advisor. Rose, Merry Christmas. How did you enjoy your Christmas?
Merry Christmas, Adam. Well, I had a lovely quiet Christmas at home with my family, which is always good. I like to have a quieter period of time. It just gets too frantic sometimes.
It would do. And, of course, it's this time of year when people are always looking forward. You know, we hear about looking forward to a big year ahead and all that sort of stuff. I wonder, Rose, what would you like to do first? I mean, I know that we always have plenty of people that want to talk to you and they want to discuss their year ahead and how their year's going to go. Do you want to maybe take a look at the 2018 horoscope overview and then we can maybe take a few calls? What do you think?
Yeah, I think that'll work pretty well, actually, because it is quite a big year. We're going into a really unusual phase at the moment astrologically, and there's a lot of influences. So we're actually in the middle of, well, not the middle, we're actually in the beginning of a revolution.
Right. What do you mean we're in the middle of a revolution?
Yeah, the beginning of a revolution. Well, we've got lots of influences, but the revolutionary planet is actually Uranus, and it's gone into Taurus. Well, it will be going into Taurus next year. So that's all about innovation and eccentric things happening, and it's going to be brought down to Earth. It's quite a tumultuous time. And Taurus is all about money, and so we can expect that we're going to see a revolution in money. And it's already started to some extent with the cryptocurrencies. Listeners might have heard about Bitcoin, and there's a whole lot of other ones as well.
Yeah.
I can't get too enthusiastic about Bitcoin. I've looked at it several times, but, yeah, it's just something stopping me from buying that one. But I know that cryptocurrencies are going to get bigger, particularly about mid-May next year.
Right.
Yeah.
So if anybody is thinking about a bit of Bitcoin, mid-May is the time of year to take a bit of a look.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of cryptocurrencies, but one thing I did get is there's going to be a new one that the banks are working on at the moment, which is top secret, so I've just blown that.
Yeah, absolutely. So the big four, sucko.
Yeah, but government regulations will be coming in sooner rather than later, so I don't think it's going to be like 2 or even 3 years. It's probably more like 18 months or something like that.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, it's going to be quite quick. It'll happen quite quickly when it does happen. And so there's a whole lot of new technological advances happening. And particularly, you know, some industries are really going to be shaken up. So things like media, mm-hmm. journalism, law, publishing, banking, accounting, bookkeeping. People in these industries, they need to start thinking about retraining because there will be a lot of job layoffs in these areas.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so it's a bit scary in some ways, but in other ways, there's some good that will come out of it. I think there's going to be a major discovery or invention around electricity. And the other thing I keep getting is lightning. So I don't know if the two are going together, like somehow lightning, the power of lightning can be harnessed for, you know, to in maybe batteries, stored in batteries somehow.
Mm.
But I think when lightning strikes, it's like trillions of volts or...
Yes.
I don't know how they'd store that amount.
No, exactly right. But I'm going to go and see a couple of mates right now and say, let's get into lightning energy because that could be the way. I mean...
Yeah, you know, there's some major, major new discoveries around electricity, and we're going to, you know, it's really going into a technological revolution from 2018 to 2026. So we're right at the start of it now.
Wow. Now, can we go into things like, you know, Jupiter in Scorpio? What does that mean for 2018?
Yeah, Jupiter in Scorpio. That's a nice one, actually. So it's already started. So Jupiter, I say Mother Jupiter, because this everything about Jupiter is big. It's a great, big, huge planet, but it gives a lot of energy and expansion, optimism and confidence. And going into Scorpio, basically, it's a very passionate and intense sign. So whatever it is that our heart's desires, you know, our true heart's desires, not what we think in our heads we should be doing, but what our heart really wants us to do, we can see that you'll get the inspiration and the impetus to go with what your true heart's desire is. So that can be in relationships. Some people's relationships will really take off in a good way, or it could be something you're particularly passionate about. And we're also going into, like, generally a more spiritual time. So people will be going within themselves, as they should do. The organized religions have been losing people for a long time now. And I think even though this more spiritual energy is coming in, they might pick up a few people, but generally it'll be people meditating and looking within themselves to find out what the truth for them is, because, you know, truth is one of those sorts of things. It's not black and white. Depends on the circumstances and on the person's life.
What do you see in 2018 for the big superpowers? I mean, you know, at the moment we've got Trump versus Kim Jong-un. What do you see for the US, for China, for North Korea, and in fact for Australia in that relationship as well?
Yeah, I won't comment on the US because I like to travel there sometimes. I don't want to get held up and detained at any of the airports.
Yeah.
So I'll just button my lip on that one. But I do see trouble ahead in terms of China. And, it's not good. But, you know, I have faith in the leadership, Australians generally. I have faith in Australia and in Australians. And I think that, you know, whatever happens between China and the US, our politicians will make the right decisions. I mean, I know they get things wrong every day of the week, but the important stuff, I have faith they'll get that right. And so, yeah, there's some... around the lunar eclipse, 31st of January, and there's actually five eclipses next year. So three solar and two lunar. And so 31st of January and 7th of August, these are critical dates. And as I was talking about the money situation before, money systems, the critical date is mid-May for that. But I expect more problems with the careers around the 31st of January and 7th of August. Go onto my website, absolutesoulsecrets.com, if you want to know all the details. I've just done a big article. I'm pretty sure that we've put it up. No, it hasn't. It was up and it's been taken down.
Okay. I'm in the middle of looking at your website right now, but I think that's the best advice as well. If you want to take a look at your 2018 horoscope overview, then that's the place to go to, absolutesoulsecrets.com. Yes. So it is .com, not the AU. Forget about the AU.
Yes.
Absolutesoulsecrets.com. What we're going to do, Rose, is we'll take a quick break and we'll come back with callers who are standing by right now, 13 1283, if you'd like to have a chat to Rose Smith, our psychic and spiritual advisor, and maybe your thoughts for 2018. It's The Good Life on Talking Lifestyle. 13 1283 is the number. Adam Straney's my name, filling in for Jono Coleman, and we've got Rose Smith, our psychic and spiritual advisor. If you'd like any tips for 2018, certainly if you'd like to sit and read about the 2018 horoscope overview, absolutesoulsecrets.com. Rose is on the line, and if you would like to speak to Rose, 13 1283. I know we've got Nina, who's been waiting patiently in Brisbane. Good evening, Nina. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Hope you're all well.
Now, Nina, you've got something for Rose. In fact, I think, is it something about developers that you've got?
Yes, developers are approaching me to buy up my property in Brisbane. I'm on 4 acres here, and I've been offered quite a fair amount of money. And I've been here for 42 years, and it's just been a tug of war with my heartstrings and my mind whether to just up and sell up and go somewhere else where I could get somewhere nice, you know, but it's a lot of effort for me to do that at my stage of life. And I just wondered what decision should I take, that whole load of money, or should I just stay put where I am?
Rose?
Okay, good evening. Nina, is that N-I-N-A?
Yes, it is, Rose.
Nina, okay. So the first thing I got while you were talking, Nina, about the situation is you're very happy where you are?
It is a lot of work for me, Rose, and it will get harder for me because it is a big property I'm on, and I'm on my own here.
Yes, and so then you'd have to get somebody in, and that would cost money to have gardeners come in and people like that.
Exactly, exactly. That's what I have to do now, yes.
Mm.
And I don't have anyone else in family or anyone to help me, and I've really been tossing up. Should I take the money and go?
Yes.
Or it's hard because I'm concerned about the wildlife here and
yes.
and what they'll do to the property with development, you know.
Yes, I was getting natural bushland with just a little sort smaller area near the house of actual gardening. Is that
correct.
Right?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, okay. So it seems to me that... the question really is not if you go, but when you go. And mm-hmm. I'm still getting that happiness around the area. So I feel that you're not ready to go yet, but at some point you will go. And so I can't actually tell you what to do. And it seems that the energy there is beautiful. I would live there.
Well, you know, Rose, it is a bit of a toss-up for me because there's a deadline in 3 months because if I leave it for another 3 months, the zoning will come through and I'll be zoned a green zone and I'll be lucky to get half of what I'm being offered now. So that's what the dilemma is. Should I take... can I say the amount?
Don't say the amount, Nina, for goodness sake.
No,
don't tell us how much it is. I'll give you some advice. Wait till the very last minute. They'll be more and more anxious. They'll be more and more anxious,
well,
and you'll know your decision.
Yes.
And I'm not even a psychic.
I'd be leaving it to the last bit because it's such a beautiful energy there, and you need that time to get used to the idea of going.
Exactly.
Yes, that's right. That's what I've been tossing around in my head. You know, what if I leave and I'm so unhappy where I am and, you know, better the place you know than a new place you're not aware of or don't know. I mean, I could get a beautiful home with what I'd be getting, but, you know, it's 42 years in one place, that can really sort of root your feet to the ground.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
Nina, it can also be all about new beginnings in 2018. So good luck with the next 3 months and some great advice from Rose as well. 13 12 83, the number, if you'd like to speak to psychic and spiritual advisor Rose Smith, who's on the line with us tonight. We'll go to Queensland again and in Cleveland. Annette, good evening.
Hi. Hi, Rose.
Hi, Annette. How are you tonight?
I'm not too bad, thanks. We've been having a run of bad luck lately financially.
Yes.
And also health-wise. I was wondering if you could see improvements in 2018.
Okay. So there's some opportunity. Oh, let me just get your name, Annette. A-N-N-E-T-T-E.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So when you started speaking, I saw a door opening up. So there is an opportunity coming around the finances, like an easing of the burden.
Okay.
And I get you, like, now I know this sounds bizarre, but like in a little rowboat coming out of the dark. So the water's going to go from choppy to calm, and it's like you're coming into the light. You're not quite there yet, but you can see the light in front of you. You know, like the light at the end of the tunnel. So, certainly, I believe it'll be a much easier year for you than what this year has certainly been. To do with the health aspects, that's you, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. I've got a great heaviness down in the lower abdomen womb type of area.
That's because I've got cancer.
Yeah, well...
Endometrial cancer.
Yeah, that's why I can feel it in the womb.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to, I mean, obviously have, you know, medical supervision. And cancer's not what it was years ago. I mean, it's still a horrible disease. I'm not making light of it. But hope is really important. And to, you know, do everything you can possibly do because it can be defeated. It's not like it was decades ago.
No, it's just that the doctors are fighting over who does the operation first, for a knee replacement or for a hysterectomy, and they're fighting over who should take first preference.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, we don't need the doctors fighting over that.
I think that might be your decision to make over what you want to do, how you feel, you know, what you want to do first.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go to both doctors and say, this is my feelings on the matter and this is what I'm doing.
Okay.
So you make the decision. It's your body.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Wonderful, Annette, and thanks so much for your call
tonight.
Good
luck, Annette, with it.
Good luck for 2018.
Thank you.
There we go. So Annette there from Queensland. If you would like to talk to Rose Smith, 13 12 83. Rose, I'm going to do it to myself. What have I got coming up for 2018?
Adam, let me just get out of that heavier energy because yours is much lighter. I've got to tell you, Adam, ADAM, I presume.
Yes.
All right.
All good things, Rose. All good things. Come on, don't disappoint.
Okay, you've got some new work coming, Adam. It's like, okay, I can see a ladder of success, but it's actually a sideways type of jump for you. So what are you doing at the moment? You're going to go into another avenue, and it might be a little bit better than what you're doing now. I don't mean this program, but I mean...
There's nothing better than this program, Rose, let me tell you. Right now, there is nothing better than this program.
You're doing a sideways jump, but it actually jumps up a little bit higher.
Oh, I see.
Does that make sense? On the ladder of success.
I like it when you say things like that. I like it when you say things like that. You know, we might just take one more call. I think that Nick's having a bit of a chat with Helen, so we might get a few more details from Helen. And, Rose, I mean, you've been doing this for so long, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, I'm getting old now.
I love it when people say that. I'm getting too old for this sort of stuff.
No, actually, you know, this is the best job in the world in terms of your age. It's probably the only job where the older you get, the more you're appreciated because there's more knowledge and more practice, and so we get better.
And it does take so much time for you to be able to harness the abilities that you do have. Look, we'll go to Melbourne right now in Frankston. Helen's standing by. G'day, Helen. You're in contact with Rose. Say good evening.
Oh, hi there, guys. Thank you. Rose, hello.
Hi, how are you, Helen?
I'm all right. I just wanted to ask you, I've had a very turbulent time in the last 18 months because my brother died, and I just wondered if you can please just direct me, because I'm been very emotionally drained since it happened, and I just, I'm finding myself in a sort of a new sort of a spiritual journey, and I'm really quite excited about the fact that I'm being taken to another place.
Yes, absolutely. At first when you started talking, everything was black, and I'm like, where's the pictures? I can't see anything. Where's the pictures? And then I saw there was a door closed, and even the little light under the, you know, that shines underneath the crack in the door, even that was going out. And then I'm waiting, looking at that, wondering what's going on while you're talking. And then I realise you're actually moving away from the door. So it's like it's finished that part of your life. And then the next thing I see is a rocket taking off, and that's you. So you're about to go into a new phase, and see, you're feeling it already. And you could actually relocate, move away from where you are physically, because where you're going is a whole new cycle in your life, a whole new development cycle. So I actually feel excited for you.
Yes, I feel that too. And I feel like I'm just advancing so quickly spiritually that it's quite exciting, and it's just amazing, really, how much I've learnt since my brother passed away. But I just still ache for him. But anyway, there's just so much happening at the moment in my life as far as spiritual goes, and so I'm just letting it take me where it needs to take me, and
yes.
I'm going with it. So.
Yeah, go with the flow. And so I'm still seeing, while you're talking, I'm seeing this rocket flying up high into the stratosphere. And it's like there's a celebration coming. Reminds me of, you know, like fireworks and the rockets all exploding in the sky and making beautiful fireworks. That's how I see your life in the future. So I see a lot of, like, happiness and new friends and socialising, which... It doesn't seem like that's been happening. That's been non-existent over the last few years. So you're going to find some really good supportive friends that'll help you.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you so much.
No worries.
There we go. Helen, wonderful stuff, and a happy new year to you. And, you know, it's always that something very different happens to people. And I guess as a celebrant, Rose, you know, I'm a funeral celebrant as well. And something happens with people when they lose somebody. And, and you know, they can either move in one direction or they move into that very spiritual direction, don't they?
So I think when such a serious and tragic thing as a death happens, makes people really reevaluate their lives and look at, you know, what they're doing at the moment. And as I mentioned before about true heart's desires, are they really doing what they're meant to be doing at the moment? So sometimes people do change directions in life radically after someone passes. And then when someone passes, they're over on the other side, and they're also giving the person guidance and help.
Yeah,
from the other side, so that is influencing their thoughts as well.
Yeah, look, we might take a couple of calls as well if you're pretty keen to have a chat with Rose Smith, of course, our psychic and spiritual advisor, 13 12 83. But right now we'll head along to ELO. What a great song, Electric Light Orchestra, Mr. Blue Sky. It's the Good Life on Talking Lifestyle. One of the classics from ELO, Mr. Blue Sky. It's a Good Life with Adam Strani tonight on Talking Lifestyle. Don't forget, if you'd like to message us, you know, sometimes people don't like to call. If you'd like to message us, we can certainly send all of your details on to Rose Smith, our psychic and spiritual advisor, and she can certainly relay back a message, and we can get it to you that way, if that's how you so desire. So just go to talkinglifestyle.com.au. I'll get your email. We'll keep it all, you know, on the down low, as they say. So we'll keep it all on the down low. We'll send it through to Rose. Rose can give us her advice for you, and we'll send it back to you in the new year, probably. But we've got Dorothy right now on the line from Whittlesea. Hello, Dorothy. How are you this evening?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Now, Rose is on the line. You'd like to talk about maybe a bit of a health issue, and you too have got a few developers rattling at your door.
Yes, I have. I've got a couple of health issues at the moment. Something's just cropped up, and I'm in the middle of having tests. Well, can you see if it'll be all right? Or
yes, good evening, Dorothy.
Good evening.
Now, Dorothy, I don't think you're a smoker, but I see a cigarette. And so I'm wondering, was your father a smoker?
Yes.
Yes.
Long time ago.
Yeah, there's something there. Oh, and now I'm getting a bit of congestion or tightness restriction in my chest while I'm talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm not getting anything serious around it, but of course, yes, you do need to consult your medical professionals. I'm not a doctor, but I can just tell you what I feel, and that's called clairsentience, and that's my body picking up what's going on. They're still showing me the cigarette. I can see the cigarette, and I've got the feeling in the chest.
It's a thyroid problem.
Yes.
And, you know, I was asked if I was a smoker, so...
Oh, they asked you the same question.
Yes.
Yeah, so if I were you, thyroid, there's a genetic component with that. There's also, you know, dietary. You can't eat
soy beans and broccoli and Brussels sprouts. Who wants to eat Brussels sprouts anyway? but I do think this is connected with your ancestors and particularly on your father's side. So the genes have been turned on and you've inherited a vulnerable thyroid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so perhaps you can, but it's going down into my chest that I can feel it. And so if you could do some sort of meditation and go back and talk to your father and your father's relatives, I believe that the genes can be turned off.
Yeah.
Sorry?
My dad's passed away, so he's no longer alive. So.
Yes, so that's why you need to do a meditation.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so do a meditation and do it that way.
Yep.
So the best time is when you're not awake and you're not asleep. You know that kind of zone you can get into?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good place to do a meditation and go back and talk to them.
Okay.
I do believe the genes can be turned off.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's not an easy thing to do, but I believe also that if you're determined and you keep at it, that, yeah, it is possible.
And the other thing was developers are looking at our property and several in the area.
Yes.
And I was just wondering if it's going to work out or we just have to move on and not wait for them.
Look, when you say that, I get disappointment. I can see an umbrella going up and rain coming down, so I wouldn't be counting on it because it could be disappointment in what they offer you or also how long they want to take.
Mm. Oh, okay.
It's too long.
That is the issue with us, actually. So,
yeah, if you've made up your mind you want to go, I wouldn't be entertaining delays because I think they'll just kick it on and kick it on and kick it on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I get disappointment around the developers.
Oh, very good. Oh, well, not very good, but
better
than waiting forever for something that doesn't happen,
That's right. So, Dorothy, some wonderful advice from Rose for 2018, and all the best with your health issues as well, okay?
Right, yes. Thank you very much for that. Thank you, Rose.
Good luck, Dorothy.
There we go. Dorothy there in Whittlesea in Victoria, of course, not too far out from Melbourne as well. Rose Smith, our psychic and spiritual advisor with us tonight, as she is every single Wednesday night here on Talking Lifestyle. Rose, thank you so much on behalf of Jonathan Coleman and all of the team here at Talking Lifestyle for all of your efforts throughout 2017. I'm sure that we will definitely get you back in 2018 as well.
Okay, thanks very much, Adam. That'd be wonderful.
Thanks, Rose, and thanks so much for the sideways movement kind of up the ladder as well, okay?
Okay, then.
Good on you. You take care and all the best for the new year as well. Rose Smith, our spiritual advisor, as I said, psychic and spiritual advisor, and her website, again, if you'd like to find out about the 2018 horoscope and the overview for you as well throughout 2018 and what it all means for you, absolutesoulsecrets.com, absolutesoulsecrets.com.